Com.
Before the end of the show, we'll look for a big-ass winner of the day. That person will be registered to take the Hot Wire Challenge this Friday, a chance to win airfare for two people up to $1,000 from HotWire.com. And then also, Fezzy, Al Dukes tells us somebody got kicked off the Letterman show now.
Well, this Annie DeFranco, she was...
I'm telling you the truth, I'm not that familiar with her.
She's kind of one of those alternative...
is she part of the DeFranco family?
No, no, it's not...
High Peter's a love beat?
Nice.
No, it's not those people. She does like Sarah McLachlan type sad music.
Who?
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she's like one of
those. I'm not into... It's all chick rock stuff.
Yeah, it's like alternative chick rock.
Oh, okay.
She was supposed to be on Letterman, and she wanted to do this new song of hers called Subdivision.
Uh-huh.
And after the Letterman people heard the song, they told her that she has to do something more upbeat.
What's her name, by the way?
Annie DeFranco.
All right, what is her big hit? Is there anything we would know?
No, there's nothing that you would know. No.
All right, then, now, if we don't know her and we work in radio...
Right.
How the hell is she getting a Letterman spot? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if she's big with the college crowd or who her audience is, but...
We got some college kids here. Do they know her?
Let me check.
Are they familiar with her work? Don't go running out of here. Now, you're doing a bit. You're doing a bit.
Let me run out down the hallway and just see. You guys wait here.
I know people know who she is, though.
All right, let's empty some of these phone lines and see if people can tell us, since you can.
All right.
Since you cannot tell us.
Who this Annie DeFranco is.
So she's supposed to do Letterman, and she picks a song that Letterman personally doesn't like?
Well, she picked a song that she wanted to do, and they didn't like it, so they asked her to pick a more upbeat song, and they suggested one off of her CD, and she said that no one tells her what song she plays.
She is Annie DeFranco, damn it.
No one tells Annie DeFranco what to play.
I made my bones when you were banging cheerleaders in the back of your dad's car.
If she married someone from the United States, would she be Annie DeFranco American?
All right, we're done with that, then, Fezzy. Please. DeFranco? All right, so she says to Letterman, you don't tell me what to do.
Right, but she chooses what song she performs.
Take this song and shove it, she says.
Pretty much.
And so they canceled her just because they didn't think her song was upbeat enough?
Well, then she said...
They gotta be upbeat on that.
Then she suggested maybe they reschedule her for a night where they're doing stuff that's not as upbeat.
I see.
And they still said no.
What night does that happen?
All right. Here's some of the people writing in. She's not sad, Al. She's soulful. She's got a nice sound, and I happen to like her music. Here's another one. Mary Beth said she's awesome, and she plays punk folk, Loser Al. And then this next guy says, she served me last night at an IHOP. So it looks like the girls dig her, and the guys aren't into her as much.
And here's one that says, if she married Ed Harris, would she be Annie DeFranco Harris? I gotta quit reading those.
All right, here's one that says, you guys work in radio and you don't know who Annie DeFranco is? She's been around for years. She's more talented than Ron.
Yeah.
Wait till I go in there singing my soulful punk folk.
Did Bob write that in?
Here's
Bob, the angry Christian National Public Radio caller.
Here's Jeff. You're on the phone.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Yo, Annie DeFranco is huge, man.
Yeah.
How can you not know who she is?
She
started her own label, Righteous Babe Records.
Most people start their own label, it's not a good sign. It's like publishing your own book. It's not a good sign.
She didn't cave in, man. She was bigger than Alanis Morissette when Alanis Morissette was stealing all her stuff.
Alanis Morissette stole from her. So she's been big for years.
She's a monster player.
All right, hold on. Here's JD. JD.
She fat?
Hey, Fez.
Yes.
I got to tell you something. My voice is cracking more than yours today. I think I'm hitting puberty.
All right, JD.
Congratulations.
Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Card number 177.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just want to say she's huge in the lesbian scene.
Oh, it's the lesbian scene, huh, Jeff?
Yeah.
Those